Hello, American Fork High School. My name is Angela Bokoski-Huntley. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be looking at the color guard today. I know we're dealing with some pretty bad weather out there, so I will definitely take that into consideration. I look forward to seeing your show. I wish you the best of luck.
Good evening, American Fork High School.
So we're obviously having a little pre-show here, body-wise. Good, I appreciate the work with the skirt and the poses. Okay, so body contributions from the guard. Good, make sure we get those ankle bones together on that little jump turn there. Good, just look at the level of the skirt. Are we all holding them at the same height when we do that turn? Good, I appreciate the mood change here. All right, very good. Here we come in with flag. Good. Yep, that's going to work very well for you guys musicality-wise. And I know those silks are probably a little bit wet. I will take that into consideration. We need to just get rid of those wraps when they happen as fast as they can. Okay, I would just look at those stabs. They don't quite come across maybe like they should be with the equipment there. Good, around the back manipulation. Very nice. Good, ripple, yep. All right, sampling the flags around the props. Very good AB work there. Good, get that wrap out. If you don't do anything, you've got to pull it out with your extra hand. Good, flags up front. Nice body contribution. Yeah, good full field spread here. Just timing issue, side 140. The third girl back caught my eye. Good, sampling up front, around the back, manipulation between left and right. Yeah, this all works well for you music-wise, getting into an AB facing, good. Good, as we focus to side two, flex. Yeah, just release timing on that toss, make sure we know where the and count happens. Good body under that, stabs. Good. Obviously, the more kids we have, the more variables we're working with. Okay, nice flexibility from the soloist in front of the pit. I'm going to go ahead and sample the back flags now on side one and side two, crossing the 40-30. Good, as we go get our other flag. Make sure that you give them a count to go down on so we still look unison back there and a count to come back up on. All right, flag side one around, looks like the woodwind pod here. Good, just clean that turn. Where which direction are they facing on what count? All right, so we got sabers up front. Good, I'm sure they're slippery. I know, sabers. Yeah, good flourish under that jump. Good, most of those that were under or dropped were too low. And then that body underneath was nice. Thank you. Good stops here. Good, nice squeeze. Sampling rifles on side one. Just timing on that little flip. Good. Yeah, we're a little bit low tonight. Maybe just we don't feel comfortable with it in our hands as far as it being slippery. But all those that dropped or fumbled looked a little bit under-rotated. All right, going back to flags in the back. That was just timing. Side two, outside 45, caught my eyeball. Entering back with the flags. Good, good moment, good musical moment there. Good, as we run through, you got to pull that silk out if you have a wrap. Yep, that works well for you guys. Nice work. Yep, that's going to be great once that's clarified. And obviously just work on that toss in basics block. Yep, nice accent there. Cool. Look at this body. Make sure we're all posed the same. You're here for a few seconds, so I'm able to scan everybody. All right, when we pull it back up, you got to take that little V cut so you're not pulling it right back into the silk or using a free hand to get it out. All right, watching these dancers come forward. Nice back attitude. Okay, moving the props. We got a flag ripple. Watching the flag ripple as it goes across, making sure we're all going to the same height. Some are lifting above the head. Some are going only to the head. I saw one girl go to the chest. So just clarify where in space those hands go. Yeah, definitely not doing that lift all the same. And that's just something little that we're going to notice since there's not much else happening on the field. All right, we have the guard rolling the props in. Good, that's just an added responsibility on their end. Yeah, that works really well. Soloists heading into the band, pushing them out. Yeah, nice body soloist. Good. Press those shoulders down. Anytime you lift those arms up, we want to see that nice, long, beautiful neck. So really got to push those shoulders down as you're lifting up. Yep, good use of the skirt. Thank you. Let's see, the girls that are in the hoops, well, I guess their arms are all supposed to be different. Yeah, okay, sorry. I just noticed the first two were different, so it's hard to kind of see the inside of the circle from here. Sampling the back flags as they enter. Good, they have a nice flood color of the field back there. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's all going to work really nice. Just make sure when we, even if we're just being pedestrian, that we're still performing, clarify that as either toe first or heel first. Side two, girl crossing the 20, going to the 15 right now, definitely walking heel first. So just clarify that for them. Know that, just let them know they're not hidden. I'm trying to look at everybody in the back. All right, as we open up the wheels. Yeah, good flags. Or, I'm sorry, good dancers coming forward into our chasse passes. Or our chasse sautés. Yep, good passe there. Make sure we breathe out on all those jumps. You get an extra little half inch higher. All we can do is breathe out. Saw a couple bent legs, saw a couple flexed feet. Figure out where in space you want that foot to go. I'm sure everybody has different flexibilities. If it should go level, if it should go upper 45, or if it should go up through the face. Good ending flags. Yeah, if you have a wrap, you got to pull that out. Now is the perfect opportunity. Good. And again, even if we're just exiting, let's make sure we're walking toe first. We're not just being pedestrian about it. And then we all get there at a certain time. We all have a count. We go down. And so flags are in, around the back are changing. We got a rifle exchange. Nice. I know that rifle's probably wet. Good, soloist. You make that look easy. Good for you. All right, let's see. Sampling just dancers as they come in. Again, just clarify how they're walking. This girl on side two is just walking, you know, heel first, pedestrian. And if that's fine, but make sure they're all doing that. All right, sampling rifles up in the front. Yeah, that all is going to work great for music-wise, ripples. Oh, I know they're probably, I'm going to chalk that up to the weather. But if it's not, we got to just make sure we know exactly what our catch count is so you can save it, even if it's a half. Good, backhand. Good for you, rifles. Stay light on those feet. I know we're probably getting a little bit tired here at the back half of the show. We got to stay lifted and breathe. Don't let us know that you're tired. Good, rifles. Make sure that we're squeezing the forearm and the bicep as we go into our 12 o'clock release. Good. Flexibility from the soloist. Make sure that we're pointing those feet all the way through that cartwheel. All right, sampling just rifles in the middle still. Yeah, you put them in that straight line, and all the dirt shows. It's actually pretty decent. Let's just make sure that we know exactly where we're going in space. If you do a points exercise, you know, 27 points is a popular one, so they know exactly where they're going, and they just emulate everybody together. All right, sampling dancers up in the front. On side one. Good. Again, bring everybody down together, everybody up together. Good. Yep, that's going to work well for you as long as we all run out the same. Good. Soloist in the front. Very good expression. Taking our attention. Nice passe handstand. Good. Obviously a work in progress, I understand. Yeah, good spread. Yeah, this all works musically for you once it gets quiet. Good, this is fairly easy work, so make sure that we're not having wraps in this, that we're not, you know, if we're supposed to be flat, we're flat. I don't know if this is all, that beginning of that was filler or not, but they definitely could be a lot cleaner on this work since it's fairly easy, and you've already shown me that they're well-trained. Awesome. Okay, just checking out everybody's ending pose, making sure our hands are all the same, our feet are all the same. Nice. Okay, you guys have a great show on your hands. I think just those little couple things, like clarifying little moments of how we run, clarifying points in space, making sure everybody knows exactly where in space they're going together, getting a little bit lighter on our feet, using our breath, and looking at toss heights and toss release points, and then just being a lot more aggressive. And obviously, it's a lot easier when our equipment's not slippery. Thank you for coming out here and trying your best in this weather. I look forward to seeing you again, hopefully in the future, and I hope my comments were of help. Nice work.